This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I often try to think of the right thing to say, and I look for the phrases and attitudes that can help. In my study of happiness, I've learned many truths that are difficult to put into practice. One truth: we can often take the sting out of a painful conversation or difficult situation by seeing the funny side and laughing about it, though this can be easier said than done. Sometimes it's wonderful to have someone give commiseration and comfort, but sometimes it's wonderful when someone helps you laugh at a situation. Obviously, this strategy only works in certain contexts and has to be used carefully, but in the right circumstances, it can be powerful. Here are a few examples of when I successfully turned to humor. My daughter Eleanor was getting dressed for a party, and she came to show me her outfit. I could tell she was feeling anxious about her appearance. I told her she looked great, but she was dissatisfied and kept asking me, "Do you think this makes me look stubby or dumpy?" I decided to turn to humor. I chanted "stubby, dumpy, and frumpy" a few times, and then we started laughing and couldn't stop. It lightened the mood. Another time, I used this on myself. I'm working on my new book about the five senses, and I gave a draft to my mother to read. My mother is a very good editor. She suggested that a particular paragraph be cut from the draft. I was telling her why I'd put it in and why I thought it should stay, and she said doubtfully, "Well, okay, but I found it confusing." And then she added, almost as an afterthought, "and boring." For a moment, I felt defensive about my paragraph, and I could tell she felt bad about offering criticism. Then I said, "Confusing and boring, one of the worst combos in writing." We started laughing. She felt better about giving me her edit. I was able to take in her point. And now I think of that phrase all the time when I'm editing. Poking fun at myself, making the comment into a little inside joke, makes it easier to hear criticism. And the great thing about using humor is that we don't actually have to be funny. It's more a state of mind than an exercise in true wit. Sometimes warm, gentle laughter works even better than sympathy for diffusing a difficult situation. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.